I've been driving in the rain. I was in shock, a sort of catatonic state. I tried to speak, I tried to breathe, I couldn't brake. The car, it flipped, I flew into a ditch. It was in the hospital when I first got the itch. I was lying in my blood-soaked clothes when I knew what to do. Almost dying, it made me want to hurt you.
Hello, hello, everybody. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, 90.5. Of course, where college radio is good radio. We are here in the second hour of our Giving Day Power Hour live stream. I almost just said live stream. That's odd. Radio stream. Radiothon. Whatever it is. But yes, we are in the second hour, which means it's time for another handy-dandy little PSA. So here... Let's do the one. I feel like I always play this one, but hey, it's good. So, enjoy.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Well, that was the Graduate Labor Union. Unions are super important. I feel like I always play that, but yeah. We are here in the second hour of our power hour stream. Stream. Why do I keep on saying stream? That's odd. And it looks like we haven't had any new donations since the last break, so that makes me really sad because I can't do funny voices while I shout you all out, so get on that. But I think we had a question on our Instagram page from my friend Gus. Hi Gus, how are you doing? Hope you're enjoying the music. And it was, read any good books lately? And honestly, yes, I have. I've been reading, I've been kind of slowly making my way through Emily Wilson's translation of The Odyssey, and it is very good. Isabel, have you read any good books lately?
Yes, I've recently read Dear Mr. You, and I'll come back to you after the next song with the author on that one. But that has been a personal favorite book of mine. At the moment, I listen to the audiobook read by the author.
Yeah, I also have been slowly making my way through Lord of the Rings, but Emily Wilson's translation of The Odyssey is very good. She's actually the first woman to translate it in full, and it's very well done.
Shout out to women!
Shout out to women! Gotta be one of my favorite genders. Anyway, back on our little Britpop train.
And here at WMUC, we love not just women, but...
money.
Most, if not all, of the genders. Especially as we move into the 9 o'clock hour. And those of you of all genders, as long as you have pockets that contain wallets, this is the WMC donation double hour. If you are a student, the university will double or match your donation for the next hour. So that means that if you are a student and you're thinking of donating even just $10, it will double from the university's perspective for this hour. We would really appreciate any amount of chipping in. Even if you can only donate $5,
that's good,
half of the cost of another pop filter.
That's true. That is so true. And speaking of pop, Brit pop, what? You're going to listen to the Pipettes. This is Pole Shapes off of We Are the Pipettes. Enjoy. Hello, welcome back. That was Pole Shapes by the Pipettes off of We Are the Pipettes, released in 2006. We're going to move away from Britpop in a second, but first we got a new shout out.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy. I hear them. I hear the ghosts. Oh. I hear the spirits of program directors past. Oh, and that's Mauro Gonzalez, who said, my DNC shill check went to this and all I got was a lousy shout out. We love you. We love you too, Mauro. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mauro. Oh, what is this?
It's just my alarm.
Okay. Isabel's alarm is going off in the station live on air. Yes. Thank you so much, Mauro. And yeah, we're just going to keep on moving on. Give us suggestions for fun things to do on air. I'm thinking next, maybe we'll just do a little trivia, a little yapping, something.
We could do some ventriloquy.
Ooh, we could do some ventriloquy. Of course, this is an audio medium.
Yeah.
So I don't know how.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. This next up, this is by Ezra Furman. This is Maraschino Red Dress $8.99 at Goodwill off of Transangelic Exodus. Enjoy Maraschino Red Dress $8.99 at Goodwill. Welcome back. That was Maraschino Red Dress $8.99 at Goodwill by Ezra Furman, released in 2018 on Transangelic Exodus. We did have one donation during the time of that last song, and it was, of course, Patchen Mortimer. Shout out, Patchen! Patchen, our longstanding DJ, the new Indie Cannon, Tuesdays 9 to 11 p.m. on FM, who gave us $4 for every year he's been on the air at WMUC, which, of course, is 25 years. So shout out to Patchen. He's great at really doing this kind of thing and making new DJs feel welcome. I love my DJs. It's great. Next up, we're going to hear Regina Spektor with That Time off of Begin to Hope. So enjoy That Time.
Hey, remember that time when I found the human tooth? down on the land sea. Hey, remember that time when we decided to kiss anywhere except the mouth? Hey, remember that time when my favorite colors was pink and green? Hey, remember that month when I only ate boxes of tangerines? So cheap and juicy. Tangerines. Hey, remember that time when I would only read Shakespeare? Hey, remember that other time when I would only read the backs of cereal boxes? Hey, remember that time I tried to save a pigeon with a broken wing? A street cat got him by morning and I had to bury pieces of his body in our building's playground. Sick. Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Parliament? Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Marlboro? Hey, remember that time when I would only smoke Camels? Hey, remember that time when I was broke? I didn't care, I just bummed from my friends. Bum 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 bum. Hey, remember that time when you OD'd? Hey, remember that other time when you OD'd for the second time? Well, in the waiting room, I'm waiting for news of you. I hallucinated I could read your mind. And I was on a lot of shit too, but what I saw, man, I tell you, was free. Freaky.
Hi, dear listeners. I completely forgot that that song had a curse word in it. Please, please, FCC, don't kill me. But that was That Time by Regina Spektor. Thank you so much, everybody who's listening to our little stream here at WMUC-FM College Park, 90.5, bringing audio radiance to our radio audience. And I just wanted to take a little bit more time and just talk about my favorite things about WMUC, kind of in no particular order. My favorite things about WMUC, I would say, are the walls. As many of you know, the station's walls are chalked. They are chalk paint, and every semester the DJs draw all over them, and it's so lovely and so fun. One of my other favorite things is FCC Flanders, who is a little, probably 3-inch tall model of Flanders from The Simpsons that we have drawn FCC, an FCC letters on his sweater. It's really awesome. I like FCC Flanders a lot. He reminds us to keep on it, do your logs, you know, all of that stuff. And then I'd say my third favorite thing about the station is just really the amount of personality it has. There's always something happening. There's always somebody here. And it's
mostly
so
you, because I keep you up.
Yeah, mostly me. I am, again, not allowed to go home. Isabel has locked my door from the outside.
And you can help get Ella out if you go and help us out this Giving Day to afford a new lock replacement. You can go to wmuc.umd.edu/donate to donate to us. It is the 9 o'clock hour, which means that all student donations will be doubled by the university.
Is this true?
So it is a great time to donate. Mm-hmm. Up next, we have Pyre by Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers.
Yep, this is off of the album Pyre, or the single Pyre, released in 2023. So enjoy Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers with Pyre. I'll be right back.
I am a child of God, my fingers move the earth, and yet I cannot scrub the dirt beneath my nails. forgiveness for the sins not yet committed. I am guilty for the crime of wanting. Still I reach for something higher, something purer than desire. Beyond its haunting. Still I reach for something higher, something purer than desire. My material's in fire, it's the purest lick of fire.
Welcome back. That was Pyre by Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers. We're going to have a Mountain Goats song up next again. This is only the second one, I promise. I'm not violating any laws. But first off, Isabel, if you were a gas station candy, like a candy that you can get in a convenience store or gas station, what candy would you be?
I would want to be the banana peelers.
The banana peelers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the peely one. Yeah, those are those are yummy. You know the fun fact about banana flavoring, of course.
Of course I know, but for our radio listeners.
Oh, for our radio audience that doesn't know, this was my favorite fun fact when I was approximately 5 years old. I told it to everybody I met. And that's that banana flavoring is based off a type of banana that is not currently popular anymore because of the banana plague. I believe... for all my Bellatro heads out there, I believe it is actually still based on the Gros Michel type of banana, whereas the banana that we commonly eat today is the Cavendish. So, Bellatro.
You don't have to be a Bellatro fan to...
You don't. You can also just know that fun fact.
You can just know things about bananas.
Yeah, I think...
And if you know a lot of things about radio, you can help us out.
Or even if you don't know a lot of things about radio, I think you should still help us out.
If you know how to use a browser, you can go to wmuc.umd.edu/donate.
This is so true. And during the 9 p.m. hour, of course, donations are matched for students. And it's really awesome. Let's see. I don't think we have any new donations, and that's so sad because that means I don't get to read any funny names. Not that your names are funny. I don't get to read them in a funny voice. But yes, that was my fun fact. I have many of them. Maybe I'll give you more about them after. If I was a gas station candy, though, I think I would be just a really, really solid pack of Twizzlers. Or maybe Skittles. I like Skittles. I like, now that they have the lime ones back, I dislike green apple immensely. But think, speaking of things I like the Mountain Goats, and I especially like Minnesota, the Jordan Lake Sessions Volume 5 version. So that's what you're going to hear. Enjoy Minnesota by the Mountain Goats.
Seeds came in the mail today from Holland, and the language on the package is wonderful and strange. All sorts of flowers that grow up on the earth in goodly colors, gloriously arranged. I circled the house and I scattered them around. I let the water sink down into the soil. Stared a long time at the residue, blood, milk, and oil. My God, the humidity is something. Our shirts are soaked clean through. The house is throbbing, and the heat keeps coming. And I keep looking at you. Singing in Dutch to me, and I recognize the song, and it seems so old and so fragile. I haven't heard it in so long. We may throw the windows open later, but we are not as far west as you suppose we are.
Welcome back. That was Minnesota from the Jordan Lake Sessions, Volume 5, by the Mountain Goats. And what was I saying before our last break? I don't remember, but you know what I do remember, and that's that it's Giving Day here at UMD. And WMUC, of course, is supported by donations from audience members just like you. And it's so awesome to hear you guys and to know that you guys are listening, but unfortunately what's not awesome is that we haven't gotten any donations in 10 minutes, Isabel. That makes me so sad.
How will we afford new pop filters?
Truly. But, let's see. What fun games can I play on the air?
We can probably play the game we play our next song.
Yeah, we can play the game we play our next song while I think about what fun games we'll play. But this next song is by the Cat Empire. This is off of Steal the Light. This is Brighter Than Gold. Enjoy.
Four steps in the morning, the two steps in the day. Three steps in the evening and the darkness is ablaze, and all the angels, seats, and soldiers come step to the parade. I run out like a cheetah, the monk is in the blood. And what a piece of work is man who screams the name of love. But all his brothers, cousins, sisters, and others hear his fuzz. What none can dream, but light calls it a lie, and all the sinners, saints, and winners just wink and walk on by. But Brando's in the forest, and Nancy's in the flood. The black swan makes a pirouette, the gods cry from above, and all the rain keeps falling on bare feet in the mud.
Welcome back. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, bringing audio radiance to our radio audience, of course, here on this lovely Giving Day of all days. Reminder that you can always head to wmuc.umd.edu/donate to give, and we will read your name on air. It's so awesome, and you all want to do it because it's been just a little bit since we've done it before. My trivia question right now. Isabel.
Yes, Belle.
She said yes, Belle, for our listeners. Isabel, if you were a type of gem or a crystal, what would you be?
Well, first and foremost, I would probably say that that's not a trivia question. But
well, I guess it's not a trivia question. It's just a question.
I would say that I would be quartz.
Just clear quartz?
That I would.
I think that's correct for you. I think it is. I ask these questions and I don't have answers to them. I think I do like opal. It was my birthstone until they changed it to pink tourmaline. I hate it. Why did they change it? I dislike that immensely. Maybe because pink tourmaline is cheaper, but April's is a diamond. That makes no sense. Make it make sense. Speaking of things that make sense, though, you giving us money makes sense because we, of course, need donations from listeners just like you to keep this station up and running. But we're going to move on today to a little song for us. We're going to start with Movin' Out, Anthony's song by Billy Joel off of course, The Stranger. Everybody, I think, well, I don't know if everybody. I know that most of the people that I talk to have a Billy Joel phase around anywhere from 18 to 24, and I had mine about a year and a half ago. Speaking of, but this is Movin' Out, Anthony's song from The Stranger by Billy Joel. Enjoy.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Hi there, welcome back. That was Moving Out, Anthony's Song, by Billy Joel, of course. Happy Giving Day. You're still listening to WMUC FM. Ooh, and it looks like we just got a donation. Thank you, Joseph McCord. I believe the amount is unknown, or perhaps anonymous, but thank you so much, Joseph McCord, for contributing to our lovely little station. And it just means a lot. Next up, we have, this is actually off of my favorite Talking Heads album, which of course is, well, I will rephrase. This is off of my favorite studio Talking Heads album. The best Talking Heads album is, of course, Stop Making Sense Live, but this is off of my favorite of their studio albums, which is Little Creatures. This is And She Was. Enjoy. Welcome back. Happy Giving Day, everybody. You're still listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is, of course, good radio. We are here on 90.5. Set your dial to 90.5 and get your hand off it. We're wrapping up in the last 15 minutes of this for you. I'm just really playing kind of like 80s to early 2000s, but this is Suckers by Real Big Fish off of the album Cheer Up. Enjoy Suckers.
This one is for all the suckers who still believe in love. Shut up.
Let me say it.
Oh, fine.
This, what do I say?
Welcome back. That was Suckers by Real Big Fish off of the 2002 album Cheer Up. Everybody needs to get more Real Big Fish pilled right now. You know what everybody else needs to do? Donate to WMUC for Giving Day. That's right. We haven't had any new donations since last time I checked, but I just wanted to go back through and shout out all of our donators so far. That would be Bill Bronrott, Sean Gray, Joe Calizo, Jennifer Fetters, Megan Wells, David Guth, Seth D. Greenstein, Noreen McInnes, Susan Sue Kopenkatsev, Bob Duckman, Lee Chambers, in memory of Max Caucus, Lynn Aguirre, the Kilbourne family, Rachel Rao, of course, The Station Britta, Bill Scanlon, Mara Gonzalez, Patch and Mortimer, and Joseph McCord. Thank you all so much for helping keep our station running. We're going to wind things down just a little bit. This is probably my favorite song of all time. This is Hearts and Bones by Paul Simon. Please enjoy.
Wandering Jews, free to wander wherever they choose, are traveling together in the Sangre de Cristo, in the Blood of Christ mountains of New Mexico. On the last leg of a journey they started a long time ago, the arc of a love affair. Rainbows in the high desert air. Mountain passes slipping into stone. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Thinking back to the season before, looking back through the cracks in the door. Two people were married, the act was outrageous, the bride was contagious, she burned like a bride. These events may have had some effect on the man with the girl by his side. The arc of a love affair. His hands rolling down her hair. Love like lightning shaking till it moans. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Said, why don't we drive through the night? We'll wake up down in Mexico. Oh, why? I don't know nothing about no Mexico. Tell me why won't you love me? For who I am, where I am. He said, 'cause that's not the way the world is, baby. That's not the way the world is, baby. This is how I love you, baby. This is how I love you, baby. This is how I love you, baby. Wandering Jews return to their natural coasts to resume old acquaintances and step out occasionally and speculate who has been damaged the most. Easy time will determine if these consolations will be their reward. The arc of a love affair. Waiting to be restored. You take two bodies and you twirl them into one. Their hearts and their bones.
one it won't come undone. Hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones.
Welcome back. That was Hearts and Bones by Paul Simon. Probably my favorite song of all time. Fun fact, you again are listening to WMUC FM College Park. Where college radio is, of course, good radio. Thanks so much for listening to our Giving Day Power Hour. I don't think we've had any new donations. I implore you to donate in the next 2 hours. Giving Day only goes until midnight, but you are free to donate to the station anytime. There are ways you can do that. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I have one more song and then I'll give you a proper sign off. But next up is Absolutely Cuckoo by the Magnetic Fields off of 69 Love Songs. Enjoy.
Fall in love with me, and we only recently met. True, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I'm not. Give me a week or two to go absolutely cuckoo. Then when you see your error, then you can flee in terror like everybody else does. Tell you this, cause I'm easy to get rid of. But not if you fall in love. And now that I'm on the make, and if you make a mistake, my heart will certainly break. I'll have to jump in a lake, and all my friends will blame you. There's no telling what they'll do. It's only fair to tell you I'm absolutely cuckoo. True, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I'm not. Give me a week or two to go absolutely cuckoo. And when you see your error, then you can flee in terror like everybody else does. I only tell you this cause I'm easy to get rid of. But not if you fall in love. I know that I'm on the make, and if you make a mistake, my heart will certainly break. I'll have to jump in a lake, and all my friends will blame you. There's no telling what they'll do. It's only fair to tell you I'm absolutely cuckoo. It's only fair to tell you I'm absolutely cuckoo.
Welcome back. That was Absolutely Cuckoo by the Magnetic Fields. And that concludes it for the music for this lovely Giving Day Power Hour. It has been such a pleasure being here on air, talking to all of you. And let's just double check our donations one more time. Doesn't look like we've gotten anything new, so I'm going to go ahead and thank everybody just one more time. That is Bill Bronrott, Sean Gray, Joe Calizo, Jennifer Fetters, Megan Wells, David Guth, Seth D. Greenstein, Noreen McInnes, Sue Copen-Katzoff, Bob Duckman, Lee Chambers, in memory of Max Caucus, Lynn Aguirre, the Kilbourne family, Rachel Rao, the Station Brita, Bill Scanlon, Mara Gonzalez, Patch and Mortimer, and Joseph McCord. Thank you all so much, so dearly, from the hearts of the WMEC DJs and all involved with the station, straight to you. Thank you so much. It really has been a pleasure. And if you are listening to this and you can't donate, that is okay. Just, we would encourage you, share it, share with your friends who can. Check out our website, wmuc.umd.edu, for more information. Join our Slack. Figure out how you can get involved with the station. I can attest that it is a beautiful thing, college radio is. And I am happy most days that I get up and I get to do this. And for the community it has given me and so many other people here at UMD since 1948. Kind of crazy. Kind of really wild. But it's just lovely. And we thank you all so much for giving and being so generous on this day of all days. And I look forward to seeing and hearing all of you around the station. It truly has been great. Next up, on our FM schedule will, of course, be... Who will it be? It'll be Noisy Neighbors coming in soon. But, yeah, I will leave you with one final song, I suppose, right after the hour.